They had barely reached the door of Professor McGonagall's office when she came marching along the corridor behind them. She was wearing a Gryffindor scarf, but tore it from her throat with shaking hands as she strode toward them, looking livid. "In!" she said furiously, pointing to the door. Harry and George entered. She strode around behind her desk and faced them, quivering with rage as she threw the Gryffindor scarf aside onto the floor.
"Well," she said, "I have never seen such a disgraceful exhibition. 2-1. Explain yourselves."
"Malfoy provoked us," said Harry stiffly.
"Provoked you?"
shouted Professor McGonagall, slamming a fist onto her desk so that her tartan biscuit tin slid sideways off it and burst open, littering the floor with ginger newts.
"He just lost, hadn't he? Of course he wanted to provoke you. But what on earth he can have said that justifies what you do?"
"He insulted my parents," snarled George, "and Harry's mother.
But instead of leaving it to Madame Hooch to sort out, you two decided to give an exhibition of muggle dueling, did you?"
bellowed Professor McGonagall.
"Have you any idea what you've..." "Hum, hum."
George and Harry both wheeled around. Dolores Umbridge was standing in the doorway, wrapped in a green tweed coat that greatly enhanced her resemblance to a giant toad, and smiling in the horribly sickly, ominous way that Harry had come to associate with imminent misery.
"May I help, Professor McGonagall?"
asked Professor Umbridge in her most poisonously sweet voice. Blood rushed into Professor McGonagall's face.
"Help!"
she repeated in a constricted voice.
"What do you mean, help?"
Professor Umbridge moved forward into the office, still smiling her sickly smile.
"Why, I thought you might be grateful for a little extra authority."
Harry would not have been surprised to see sparks fly from Professor McGonagall's nostrils.
"You thought wrong,"
she said, turning her back on Umbridge.
"Now, you two had better listen closely. I do not care what provocation Malfoy offered you. I do not care if he insulted every family member you possess. Your behavior was disgusting, and I'm giving each of you a week's worth of detention. Do not look at me like that, Potter. You deserve it. And if either of you ever..."
Professor McGonagall closed her eyes as though praying for patience as she turned her face toward Professor Umbridge again.
"Yes,
I think they deserve rather more than detentions,"
said Umbridge, smiling still more broadly. Professor McGonagall's eyes flew open.
"But unfortunately,"
she said with an attempt at a reciprocal smile that made her look as though she had lockjaw,
"it is what I think that counts, as they are in my house, Dolores."
"Well, actually, Minerva,"
simpered Umbridge,
"I think you'll find that what I think does count. Now, where is it? Cornelius just sent it. I mean..."
She gave a little false laugh as she rummaged in her handbag.
"The minister just sent it. Ah, yes,